Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin, and y'all tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Well, y'all know what's up, man. It's your man's back again. Now, before I get started, this is going to be my first time doing a solo podcast. I'm not talking to anybody. I don't have a back and forth going for anybody. It's basically going to be me. And if y'all listening to me on Pandora or Apple Podcasts, or if you're on HeatLevelPodcast.com, wherever you're listening to this at, or if you're watching me on YouTube, it's going to be me and y'all today, all right? So before we get started and before we get into the situation table, so basically we're going to be on the situation table today speaking about different things, you know what I'm saying, with your mans, right? I'm here, so let's do it. All right, first and foremost, man, if y'all watching this on YouTube, could you please like, share, a comment, which it helps the YouTube algorithm to get me going, and this can suggest this to other people, you know what I mean? So, it'd be very nice if anybody that's really checking this out be able to like, comment, and share, tell me what you think. If you don't like the podcast, cool. If you like the podcast, cool. If anything I can do better, you know what I mean? We all growing, right? Let's grow together. And if y'all listening to me on Spotify, Apple Music, download the episodes, man, and, you know, support your boy, man, right? I really appreciate that. Now we got all that out the way. So what I want to do is I want to get into a few things today. Number one, what I want to get into is this is one of the things I've always talked about with people, right? How you feel about me is how you feel. I can't change that. All right. Now, if anybody is anybody, right? And you ever been in a situation where a person say, well, I don't like the way you are. And you like, well, you don't like the way I am. I really can't help that, right? I can't help it that you don't like who I am, because who I am is who I am. And I'm not talking about people that they really need to make a change. Like, hey, the person you are is really not what's up, right? You need to change a little bit things about yourself, because negativity and the things you're doing is nothing but hurting you and the people around you. I'm not talking about the people like that. All right? I'm talking about people that want you to change basically your character, say you're a loud person, right? And people are like, well, look, you too loud. Well, you know, you got them uncles or people that you grew up with that has always been loud, right? So you learn, like, okay, that's just him. He's a loud person, or he loves to talk with his hands. He's very animated, right? Or he like his coffee black with no sugar, and that's what it is, right? So, always remember something. Everybody doesn't fit in the same realm, right? And it ain't got nothing to do with the relationships. It got friends, family. It doesn't matter. If you're heading a certain way and another person is not heading that way, it's always going to be some type of conflict, right? So, always remember something, that you can never change nobody, right? I'm saying you can't. You can give advice. You can tell people, hey, look, I think you should change a little of this about you, but you really can't change nobody. So, if a person don't like you, how can you make that person like you? If you are who you are, just for example, if you are who you are, how can you make another person happy and like you if they don't like who you are? You can't, right? It's like, unless you want to compromise who you are, right? And it's no point of doing that, right? So, me personally, there may be things about me that people don't like, or people don't want to deal with, so they stay away from me. But then there's some people that understand how I am on certain things, and they know me, and they learn to deal with it, and they say, well, you know what? I like this more about this person, so I can deal with this about this person. So I'm going to just stay around because the good outweigh the bad, I guess you can look at it. Not saying that I'm doing anything bad, but, you know, the good outweighs what they don't like about me, you know. So they say, well, look, we stay around, so that's even better. But I always remember something, though, and you got to always remember this, is you cannot change what people think about you, all right? You cannot change someone's feeling. Everybody tries to do that, but at the end of the day, the feeling that a person have about anything or about you, you can give them advice on it. You can say, well, look, this is what I do, or this is what I think you should do. But at the end of the day, you cannot change the way somebody feels for you. You know, it's just really impossible, you know. And I just think that a lot of people try too hard to do that when they really don't got to, right? And there's no point of, if you're unhappy with being the person that you are, then you're a changed person you are. But if you happy and you love the person you are and you think you're the amazing person in the fucking world, guess what? Don't change it. You know, be who the fuck you are and fuck what everybody else think, you know? And that's just coming from somebody like me who's a realist. And yeah, you know, and let me tell y'all something, and let's get this clear too, okay? Because I always get this from a lot of people also, is you have people that are idealists, all right? You have people that are optimists, I guess that's what you call them, right? And you got people that are realists. Now, people want to understand why those three categories are always button heads, you know? So if you a person that are optimists, and you always look for the better part of things. Like, it's like, yeah, that's going to happen, you know? We are going to make it, you know, and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with that, right? If you're an idealist and you're a person that have ideas and you can see things in the future and you say, you know what, it would be like this if it was like this, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to say sometimes I'm not an idealist and sometimes I'm not an optimist or whatever. I hope I'm saying optimist right. But I'm a realist, okay? And when it comes to a realist have a very hard time sometimes being able to explain, well, not explain to people, for people to understand them, right? Because a realist is going to tell you like it is, how it is, and they don't give a fuck if you like it or not, you know? You know, it's like if we're in this country and we're talking about race, right? And then a lot of people say, why are you talking about race? You know what I'm saying? Well, we're talking about race because that's something we need to talk about. You know what I mean? You're talking about black people or brown people or Asian people or out of Pacific or whatever. When you're talking about all these different type of cultures and nationalities and races, you know, that is a big issue in the country we live in. And a lot of people that are optimists, I really hope I'm saying that right. But a lot of people that are like that, they be like, okay, it's going to get better. You know, it's going to just do it this way, and it's going to get better. Then you got the idealists. It's like, well, let's come up with an idea. Let's come up with a plan that we can put together to try to change the narrative of what's going on. Then you got people that are realists, right? Then that's me. That's when I come in. When I say, America ain't gonna never give black people no fucking reparations. It's not gonna fucking happen. If it do, I might not be around. You know what I mean? When it does happen, that means I'll be fucking long gone, 150 years from now, whatever the fuck. And another thing is, race is a fucking big issue in this country. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers are racist as fuck. You know what I mean? Now, these days, people hide it or they say certain things. And, you know, you got this systematic racism that we talk about all the fucking time. You know what I mean? And a lot of people just don't understand or they don't want to understand. Let me rephrase that. I don't think that, yeah, it is some people out there, black people, white people. Well, most black people probably understand racism. If you don't understand racism and you black or brown or even Asian or anything like that, I don't know what to tell you, but in America, it's just always been that thing of racism, you know? You're talking about, if you go back to see what this country was built on in the backs of the people that it was built on, you know, and everybody say, well, look, I'm tired of hearing about it, right? I'm tired of hearing about racism. I'm tired of hearing black people say this, brown people say this. I'm tired of hearing it. Okay, whose fault is it, right? I'm saying people say, well, look, black people should stand up for themselves. You know, we've been standing up for ourselves, right? You know what I mean? I just think, as me being a realist, I feel like a lot of my people, man, we kind of slow down. You know, we slow down. And I'm not saying that I've not been guilty of that myself, but now I'm a little older and I look at life totally different than what I used to look at life, right? So, you know, like when I changed my name, you know, and I think I talked about that before, but, you know, when I went from Antonio Lowe to Joaquin Abdullah Talib, you know, a lot of people didn't understand it, you know, family, you know, a lot of my homies and stuff, you know, they Muslims or whatever, so they already kind of understood what I was doing, but some people just didn't understand it, they didn't get it, you know, why are you changing the name, why are you changing the name that your mother gave you? You know, why are you doing that, you know? And I'm like, well, I want to start off with this. I want to pass this down to my kids, you know? I do got older kids that didn't change their name, but I do have a younger son that he has my last name, which is Talib. And now he's born a king, you know? He's not born under oppression. He's not born under the oppressor's name or none of that. So he's born a king, and what he do with that name now, he has to carry that on, you know, to greatness. And I'm pretty sure if I raise him right, not saying that all kids are going to come out the way that you raise them, but I'm pretty sure that my son is going to do great things. You know, I think he's going to be a very, very, very productive man of this society. And I think that he's going to keep that generational wealth going. You know, so shout out to my son. Shout out to my other kids, too, man. I love them, too, man. that's another situation. But I just wanted to kind of put some emphasis on that since I was talking about me being a realist. And me being a realist is something that a lot of people don't like. And understand something. If you're a realist, remember something. If you're a realist, you're going to get a lot of backfire, right? You're going to get a lot of people. It's not going to like a lot of stuff that you say. But you know what? It is what it is, man. Keep being a realist, man. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Just be who you are. You know what I mean? And that's the best thing, right? Okay. And you know, I'm going to talk about this, what I'm about to talk about. I'm going to bring somebody on. And so we can have a conversation. But I want to talk about the difference between needs and wants. Okay? Let me give everybody an example. I know people that listen to me, you know, people like, oh, I heard this a million times. Well, you fucking probably heard it a million times, but you ain't never fucking heard it from me. So I'm going to give it to you, right? So check this out. Now, this is the thing about needs and wants. Let's get the needs out the way. Now, we know that we need food, you know what I mean, for our bodies to get energy. We know that we need water, right? We know that we need shelter, right? We know that we need sleep, you know, whatever, right? But when I'm talking about physical necessities, so let's say food, water, shelter, right? Three basics. Food, water, shelter, needs, right? Now, what happens to a lot of people, and a lot of people I know, a lot of people that I've encountered, they get mistaken between wants and needs. Let's say you're a single person. I don't want to say man or female. Just say you're a single person and you have two kids, okay? Now, we just going to say you got one. Let's just say you got one child, right? And You are a type of person that's like the finer things in life. Hold on for a second. right. Had to plug that up. Okay. Now, let's say that you're a type of person that you love to find the things in life, right? So you say, okay, check this out. It's me, my one child. We can go live in we don't want to live in an apartment, right? We want to live in a 3-bedroom house that's $250,000, right? I'm going to pay a mortgage of $1,200. I'm just going to say $1,200. So you move into that house. Okay, now you say, okay, cool. I'm tired of driving the car that I'm driving. And I want Porsche, whatever the fuck. Okay, you're able to get a Porsche. So, you know, you get a Porsche. And you say, okay, cool. I want my son to have everything, or daughter, have everything that I never had. So you start buying all that, right? You got a good job. You're making good money. I don't want to say how much money you're making, but I just want to say you're making good money. Now, let me understand. So you get all for your kids. You know, you buy this big house, and everything. And just say you lose your job. All right? Now, if you a person that say, okay, let me find out how to make sure I keep my Porsche, make sure I keep my house, and just say that you can't. Just say we went through the, like we just did with this pandemic, and you got to downsize. And you have to downsize because everything you got from your mobile home, your boat, whatever, everything you're paying on that you ain't paying for, and you got to let it go, right? And, you know, your kid don't understand that because your kid like, but mom, I like riding in the Porsche. Mom, I like the big house. I like this, all that. And, you know, you got a lot of people that would do anything to try to get their lifestyle back. And the thing is, a lot of them are wants, right? They living above their means, which most Americans do, live above their means. And then when they lose the stuff, it's like, no, you know, they'd do anything to get that back. But let's be honest, right? Do you need that Porsche? Let's be honest. Do you need that Porsche? Why do you want that Porsche? Because you had the money at the time to get that Porsche, or you really didn't have it. You just wanted to live above your means, right? So why did you need a 3-bedroom house that was $250,000, right? Why didn't you get an apartment? Because you want to own a house? Okay, cool. You want to own a house. Nothing wrong with that. But why did you get a condo that was a 2-bedroom that would have been $100,000? You know, I'm not saying that condos are $100,000. I'm just for the what I'm speaking about. So what if you? Why didn't you do that? Right? Why did you have to buy all the expensive furniture? Right? Why you had to buy all the expensive TVs? Why you had to have the most expensive phone? Why you give your kids everything that was expensive? Right? So now you can't keep up with that lifestyle. Your child think it's a need, and you feel like it's a need to you also, but it's really not. It's a want, okay? And, you know, I tell this to my stepdaughter and my stepson and, you know, anybody else too, even friends and family. I'm like, look, y'all got to understand what your wants and needs are, okay? Do I want to be in a $3 million house? Yeah, I won't. To have a $3 million house. Do I need a $3 million house? No, I don't need a $3 million house, right? The house I'm in now will do the job, right? I'm saying it will. Okay, it doesn't have the biggest yard. It doesn't have the biggest space. But the way that I'm living at this moment, it will do the job. I don't have to have a $3 million house. I want a $3 million house, right? Okay, a boat. I want to go out on the lake or on the bay or whatever, take my boat to Miami. That's what I want to do, right? Do I need to do that? Of course not. I don't need to do that, right? Generational wealth. Let's speak on generational wealth. Now, do you want generational wealth or do you need generational wealth, right? Now, that actually could be talked about in a lot of different ways. Because you could want generational wealth. you know, for your kids' kids to be good when you leave this earth. Or you can say, I need generational wealth. Which one is it? Well, this is what I'm going to say. As being a black man, I think in America, I think that a lot of us need generational wealth. Okay? But is it a necessity? Right? Because, you know, when you say needs, it's necessity. You know, it means you really need it. It's a necessity. I say that we need generational wealth because a lot of black people and black families in America don't have generational wealth. But I guess maybe I'm going to have to go against myself on that a little bit. Just to think about it. I want generational wealth. Let me rephrase it. I want generational wealth so my kids' kids won't need generational wealth. I don't know if I'm saying that. Like, I want generational wealth so when I get generational wealth, my kids will be able to continue that generational wealth and it won't be more of a, I got to do everything in my power to get it, right? And they do everything in their power to get it, and maybe they get it to try to get it the wrong way. So I won't. I'm gonna take that sacrifice, right? I'm gonna take that, and I'm gonna be the person to take that sacrifice and try to break this curse and create the generational wealth that my kids can keep on taking on, right? So I think that'll be the best way to put that. But I always remember something. It's the difference between wants and needs, y'all. You know, y'all got to let y'all kids know that too, because wants and needs is, just remember something, y'all. Wants and needs are not the same fucking thing. Look, you want to eat? Cool. We can go to Kroger's. We can go to Sam's Club, wherever. We can go buy some beef. We can come to the house. We can cook, and we can do all that. You saying you want to go to a fucking restaurant? That's a want. That ain't a fucking need. You want to go to Taco Bell. You want to go to J. Alexander. You want to go to Old Charlie's or Famous Dave's or Logan's or, you know, Panda Express, or you want to go to fucking Roof Chris, whatever. So your lifestyle is your lifestyle, but just remember something. Needs and wants are not the same thing. You know, so everybody got to stop with the, but I need that. No, you fucking don't. You don't even need cable. You don't even need a phone. I guess you do need a phone now, but you don't need the iPhone or the fucking Samsung Galaxy, whatever new one they fucking got out. You can get a little flip phone that you can call and do the work. You don't got to be on fucking Facebook. You ain't got to be on social media. You know, I'm saying you don't have to be. You know, if you're starting a business, I guess it's like, oh, well, I got to be. But you don't got to be. You know, it's people that are running successful businesses that don't have a social media following. So let's just be honest. I'm not saying that they're going to make it to be 200-300 millionaires, but I don't know, right? But I'm just saying that them are wants, they're not needs. You know, you don't need the new iPhone. You know, you don't need the the new Benz that just came out. Them are all wants, man. So y'all got to understand the difference from y'all needs and wants. And I'm speaking to everybody, even to the fucking grown people, because a lot of these motherfuckers don't know the difference either. All right, so needs and wants, y'all. Y'all know what's up. So I'm going to get on the last thing I want to talk about is this. Does money make you happy? You know, that question, I've heard that my whole life. All right? My whole life. All right? And when I say I heard it my whole life, you always hear when you talk about money. Have you ever noticed something? When you're talking about money with people that are broke and ain't got money, the first thing they say is, money ain't everything. Money can't buy you happiness. Money can't bring you happiness. You know, why is always broke motherfuckers that say that shit? Like, niggas that ain't got nothing. You know, or you got people that got money and to tell you money ain't everything. money ain't everything. You got money. Well, of course, you going to say money ain't everything. You got it. So, you know, if you got the money, you say, look, money ain't everything. Money don't bring you happiness. Yeah, I'm talking to a rich motherfucker, right? That, of course, you going to say that to me. You know, but this is my opinion now, okay? My opinion, and I got to write to my opinion. Money does bring you happiness. I don't say that it brings you happiness all the time, but money brings you happiness. If you poor, you ain't got money, and money is really the issue, money will bring you happiness. Hey, excuse me. If you poor and ain't got money, now, again, if you poor and you ain't got no money, money gonna bring you happiness because you can do things that you ain't never been able to do. Not saying that it's not gonna bring you misery too, because you know getting money can do both of those things. It can bring you happiness and misery. You know, it can bring you some of that shit, like more money, more problem shit, and your whole family all on you. They want what you got. They feel like you owe them. I was always there for supporting you. You know, I've always been there. You know, and all that shit be some fucking lies. You know, just because what it is they want to fucking have what the fuck you got. So guess what they do? They get on your dick. You know what I'm saying? They want to ride your dick and be like, oh, yeah, I was always there. I always shared the videos. I always did that. I don't give a fuck you did that because you supported me. But that don't mean I owe you $1 million motherfucking dollars when I make $15 million. I don't owe you shit, right? And so that can bring misery, right? That can bring misery too. But at the same token, it brings happiness too. So you got to say money brings happiness and it can bring misery and sadness also. It can bring a lot of things, a lot of evil too. So, because you know they say money the root of all evil. And yes, you can say money is the root of all the evil. In a sense, right? But then you can remember this too: money have brought happiness and joy, and have changed people's lives for the better. Also, so as a society, we do focus on the negative a lot, but we can focus on the positive things that money can actually do. Also, so I guess in the sense of saying, does money bring happiness? Yes, it does. And it also brings sadness and misery and drama also. So it just depends on what the money's going to do for you or what you're going to do with the money. And that's how you can, you know, talk about that. That's how they got to work out, right? You got to understand that what can the money do for you? Or what can the money not do for you, right? And that's how you can kind of depend, does the money really make you happy? Or does the money just make you sad? You know, I don't know if getting money makes you sad, but if things start happening because you got money, it can make you sad. Or you got a lot of money and you have nobody to share it with. Maybe that'll make you sad, you know. Me personally, you know, I'm not sad. I don't know. If I get a lot of money, which I am going to get a lot of money, best believe that. When I do get to that point where I got a lot of money, am I going to change who I am? No. You know, we say, well, you don't know what you're going to do. Well, look, I'm a very grounded, humble person, and I got morals, and I know that how I'm going to be, right? I'm not going to be that guy that want to go and splurge, buy the brand new Lamborghini, you know, and say fuck everybody. And I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna still be who I am. I'm gonna talk shit. I'm not gonna put my collar and be like, oh, so you know, I live in Beverly Hills now. You know, fuck that. Fuck me. First of all, I ain't moving no motherfucking Beverly Hills. I never pay no $20 million to live in a fucking neighborhood next to other fucking celebrities and shit. I'm good with that shit. You know, give me 200-300 acres somewhere. I don't give a fuck where it's at. You know, of course I'm going to give you something down Miami Beach. Got to. Miami Beach, love it. I love going to Miami Beach. But other than that, I was like, I want to get me a residence where I can build my own little compound, get my own little shit going on, and be out in the fucking country some damn well. You know, where I could pay $4 million for something that's going to cost me $80 million in fucking New York or Los Angeles or Houston or something. Fuck all that. You know, give me, I don't need all that. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying I don't want to live the way I want to live, but I'm going to still be who I am. I'm never going to forget where I came from. Ever. Never forget where I came from. You never forget where you came from. You get what I'm saying? If you forget where you came from, man, like, I can't even respect you, right? I can't. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I can't respect a person to forget where they came from. Don't go back to where they grew up. Go back to the street. Try to help the people out down there. I don't rock with that shit. So a lot of people I really don't rock with. You know, even musicians or actors. And I understand that things can happen, you know, but go back. Help the youth, man. That's how I feel, right? And it's just my feeling, right? That's just this way it is. But I'm glad that we got that out of the way. So, hey, look, money makes you happy, and it cannot make you happy. Depends on the situation you're in. Depends on what you do with the money. It depends on how people act when you get the money. So remember that. So at the end of the day, money is what you make it and how people act when you have made it. So that really, you know, give you that on that right there. But hey, I really appreciate everybody, man, that listened to me when I first told them I was going to do a podcast, that actually was believing in me. Everybody that really, 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 really love what I'm doing, because I want to let y'all know something. I don't know if y'all know this. Every content you see of me, I mostly do it myself. When you see these videos, and when you hear this on the podcast platforms, I'm doing all this. I'm doing all the audio. I'm doing all the graphics. I'm doing all the syncing. You know what? Well, the graphics now for my Heat Level podcast intro, it was actually done by somebody else, but I was doing it first. But I edit all this. You know, even my music videos, I edit all that, man. And I work very hard. And I think it's time to push it to another level. So it's time for me to start taking hats off. And I'm glad that I'm able to get to the point where I can start taking hats off and really, really leaning in to everything that I'm doing with Heat Level Entertainment LLC. And by the way, just to let y'all know, give y'all a little bit of a public Joaquin announcement, which is a PWA, as we call it. Hey, Heat Level Films, my filming company, first film, Jobless, has wrapped up. Yes, it has wrapped up. And first thing I want to do, I want to get a shout out to all the cast of my film. I want to get a shout out to the producer who worked with me. He's my second unit director. Shout out to the PA. And shout out to the guy that, matter of fact, check this out. We're going to have a podcast with all the cast and crew of the film Jobless, and we working on it. We trying to get this film out at least by September. So I hope y'all be watching for that. And make sure y'all go to heatlevelent.com and y'all can get the latest on all that. Thank y'all for rocking with me, man. Look, if y'all want to listen to my music, y'all already know what it is. WYQ EEM. That's WYQ. Eric. Mimi. Mama. Moo Moo. If y'all want to listen to my music on any other streaming platforms, and then if y'all want to go watch the videos, that's WYQ EEM TV. That's WYQ. Eric. Mimi. Mama. Moo Moo. TV. Y'all make sure y'all go and subscribe to the channel, man. And then Heat Level Podcast, y'all already know, go to YouTube, type in Heat Level Podcast, subscribe to the channel, like, comment, and share, man. I really appreciate that. And if y'all listen to me on the audio, thank y'all for rocking with me on the audio. And look, man, y'all comment in the section below, man. Let me know everything that's going on, all right? Appreciate that. Now, before I get out of here, y'all already know I got to do my brutally honest question. So this is my brutally honest question for everybody out there. and I want y'all to comment and let me know. All right? Nothing against my beautiful women out there. Nothing against y'all. But this is a brutally honest question that I will have to say. Okay. This is what I want to say, y'all. Does it mean a woman is a big girl if she takes pictures from the neck up? Alright? I want anybody to comment on this. I'm going to say this again. Does it mean a woman is a big girl if she take pictures from the neck up? Y'all let me know what's up, man. I will give you my answer. And my answer is, hell yeah. Most women that take pictures from the neck up are big girls. Not saying all, but most of them do. And I'm just saying, if you're a man and you've seen that, even if you're a woman, and most of the time, it's true. Nothing against the big girls out there. Hey, this is just a question. I want you to comment in the comments below. If you're on YouTube, if you listen to this on Apple Music and stuff, comment on also on that, man. And let me know what you think about the Brutally Honest question. And y'all already know what's up, man. My first solo podcast. I hope y'all like it. If y'all don't like it, shit, put it in the comments below. Let me know. No, I like better when you interviewing people. No, I like it better when you got them and fussing with somebody. I like when you more confrontational. Whatever the fuck it is, but appreciate you, man. Appreciate y'all rocking with me. Y'all keep on. And y'all know how I say, I'm about this bitch.